One. Hey, welcome to the Social 333 podcast. I'm your host, Chris Bentley. Today, my guest is Tony Caruso. Tony?
Hello. Nice being here.
Thank you. Introduce yourself to the audience and a little bit about yourself.
My name's Tony Caruso. I am new to the Dallas, North Dallas area. Been here 3.5 years. I'm one of those California transplants. Born and raised in California, and I built an amazing event company, and I was an event planner for many years till COVID hit, and that kind of tanked my entire business. We moved to Texas, and I brought my Academy for Speakers out here and merged it with eWomen Network, and now I run the eWomen Speakers Network.
That's really amazing. We were talking kind of off air about this, about speaking, and I had one guy that's a pitch coach, which was really cool. But talk a little bit about your network. Is it just all women? Is it women that have been speaking for a while? Is it like more of a professional, like they have some experience? Because I'm in a speaker network as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we believe that everyone's a speaker. So okay. Whether it's one-on-one or one-to-many, you're a speaker. So whether you're beginning or you've been in it for years, we try and figure out what is it you need to expand your network and to get on bigger stages, because we believe that not enough women are stepping onto the bigger stages. We've heard from men for years. We love you, men. But we'd love to have a couple really great women up there sharing their stories and their message.
Talk about the event producing stuff. You have, was it like a conference coming up in August?
The eWomen Network Icon, we're 25 years. Sandra Yancey's the founder and CEO, and she started eWomen Network 25 years ago here in Dallas, and she has built it now, and we are celebrating 25 years of women in business, and her mission is 1 million women achieving $1 million in annual revenue.
Wow.
So we celebrate our Made It to a Million people on our stage. We have some great learning, some great sessions where you can network and engage and meet other small business owners, female entrepreneurs, and multimillionaires. They're all in the room.
Wow. So you have like breakout sessions, different things like that?
Yes, we have a lot of different things. Most of it is main stage, but I also run the North America's Next Greatest Speaker competition. So We have 12 people coming from all over North America, 3 that we just got into the competition in Canada 2 weeks ago. And so we have 12 semifinalists that are going to give 3-minute great speeches and stories, and they'll be judged. 3 of those will be chosen to go to the finals on Saturday, and we'll choose one to be North America's Next Greatest Speaker for 2025.
How does somebody do that?
We have events that I run all over. We travel it. So our next one is Speakonomics, and it is in Denver, Colorado, October. But then we bring it back to Dallas, and then we'll have Orange County, California, and then one more. We haven't determined that space. So at each one of those 2-day workshops, you can apply to be considered to compete. So we have about 10 people compete at those regional competitions. 3 are chosen from each one, and then they come to the semifinals in August at our conference.
Sounds like American Idol almost.
Kind of, a little
speakers.
Bit.
For speakers. Yeah. That's really, really cool. I've never heard of that.
It's really difficult because they have to do a talk in 3 minutes. I mean, as soon as they say the first word, the timer starts.
Right.
And at 3 minutes, I interrupt them and say, hey, it's been great. So it's really a competition on how can you tell a story, move an audience, get them to feel something, inspirational, motivational, emotional, humorous, whatever that is, in 3 minutes. It's tough.
It's their story, or is it something you
know? No, it's their story. Okay. They can say whatever they want.
Okay. Wow. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I have to look that up. So, you know, like you said, everybody's a speaker, whether it's however you do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
As on video or in front of people. We have a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners that are in the audience. Tell me a little bit about some advice for some people. You know, I know a bunch of obvious ones, but just tell me
I focus on the business of speakers.
Okay.
Being in the back of the room as an event planner for 30, 40 years, I've seen really great speakers and I've seen some really not so great speakers.
Right.
And I've worked with them. And so through my years of doing that, all of a sudden I was noticing that speakers don't know what they don't know. Yes, they have a message. Yes, they get a coach that teaches them how to tell their story. That's all and great. But are they building their business on stage? Do they have a goal when you step off the stage. What's your goal? You know, begin with the end in mind. Where are you going to move them to? How are you going to build a business? Everybody's like, I want to get paid to speak. I want to be a paid speaker. Well, they're not going to be paying you $25,000 if you've never done it before. But why not go up in front of a group of 100 people, offer a $2,000 program, get 20 people to sign up? You've got $40,000. You're making more. So you have to learn the business and how to use the stage as a building block for your business, because once you're up there, you have that mic in your hand, you're the expert, you're the authority. So that's what we really focus on, is building your business using your voice.
That's really good. I actually went to a event, a buddy of mine that does my PR, he ran an event, it was all speakers, it was a great event, and then I was like, okay, well, cool, you know, you get that excitement in your pants, and you're like, let's just go, like, you know, I'm going to be a speaker now, right? And I shouldn't say in my pants, but like, you know, you just get excited, right? And you're just like, yeah, I'm going to go do it, right? And then, you know, I started talking to them. I was like, hey, like, how do I do it? And they're like, well, you got to have something to sell, or, you know, like, and then a certain amount of proceeds go to us because we're basically putting you on.
Right.
And we're getting the seats filled. And, you know, and I was like, oh, well, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it is a business. You have to know the pay to play, the pay to percentage, the keynote, the free speaking, and you need to know not only what's expected of you, but what you can and cannot do on those stages, and then what's the best choice for you. So let's say you're doing a three-day event, you're paying to play, so you're paying to be on the stage, and your goal is to make enough money so that you walk off the stage with cash in your pocket and get back what you already invested. Well, after 3 days, you're the last speaker, and everybody's like been selling to them. And so they're like being tired of being sold to. So you walk up and go, you know what? I know there's been some amazing speakers these last 3 days. I have learned so much from them myself. And you've been offered some great opportunities. I want you to sit back. I want you to relax. I want you just to enjoy and learn from me, because I'm just going to give to you. And then just give you them your best stuff, and then get their emails. Have some kind of opt-in where they, you can build those emails. Then you nurture them down the line and then sell them your program. There are all different ways. You just have to know how to work that audience and what to get the most out of you. Or if everybody is charging, oh, it's a $12,000 program, a $7,000, you get up there and you go, you know, I got this great program. I want to make it simple and easy, and an easy yes offer. It's $495 and close most of the room, you know? So it's a business, and people don't think of it that way.
Yeah, that was my problem. And a lot of problem that I, you know, I subscribe to like a lot of that stuff to try to be a speaker. And it's, and I know a lot of other people do the same thing. And it's exactly what you said, which is like, you don't know the business. You don't know how to promote yourself to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then you don't have anything to really like pitch outside of, you know, your story or whatever, which is great, but you don't have anything to help out the people that are promoting the actual show.
I had a woman that heard me speak, and she came up to me and she's like, you know, I really want to be a speaker. And I said, all right, what do you speak on? Joy. I speak on joy. Well, what do you have, a program? Do you have a, no, I just want people to be joyful. And I said, so you're a multimillionaire. You got a lot of money. And she looks at me and she's like, what do you mean? I said, well, you got to pay for the air flight to get there. You got to pay for your hotel once you're there, all your food, your Uber drives, everything. It's going to cost you money to speak all over on joy. How are you going to afford to do that? And she, her eyes like, yeah, they think that I just want to be on the big stage because maybe they're not a great singer like I'm not. Maybe they're not a great dancer. Wasn't given those opportunities. You know, I would love to be on a stage singing and dancing. It's not my jam, but I know that I can go on a stage and I can build a business on that stage. But just to go on a stage to be on a stage, yeah, it's not the right attitude.
Yeah, that is very tough. And I learned that the hard way. Talk to me a little bit. I know you said that it's mostly women that's in the network, but you have some guys as well.
Yeah, we call them emails. We have our e-women and we have our emails. They are men that understand the way women do business. So they are focused on relationship marketing. They're not coming in hot with their business cards, selling them, you know, do you need insurance? You know, that kind of thing. And so they come and you just, you can get the energy from them in the room, and women will come up and say, yeah, he's not right for our group, you know. But it's just the men that understand that they've got to build relationships. Women will buy something from another woman because, oh my God, look at your shoes. Those are great shoes. Where'd you get them? Oh, there's a sale at Macy's. You got to go get it. We're a referral source, women are. Mm. Where men are always like, you know, this is what I charge. This is what I do. I'm better than the next guy. They're coming in hot and selling. We don't want to be sold to. Women want to be build a relationship with us, know, like, and trust us. And then, so what is it you do, you know?
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
What else was I thinking about?
You know, I would love to say one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
That you have a great platform here.
Thank you.
You have a podcast. And if you are someone who wants to be a speaker, I suggest get a YouTube channel, start speaking, start meeting other people with YouTube channels or podcasters with other podcasts. Stage swaps are one of the best ways you can get to get your message out and to get a larger audience. So for someone like you, you can say, hey, listen, I have a podcast. You come on mine, I'll come on yours, you know, and it's a great little negotiation.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of that. I actually started out with a couple of different podcasts that I was a guest on. And then I had a podcast before and they kind of shut that down. And then I got started with this one and it's been a really, really interesting ride. And it's really great because, you know, other people have seen the show and they're podcasters and they came on my show and they're like, hey, if you're ever in this place, like, you know, let me know, fly in, like we'll do a show together, which is really cool. And it's like a small little community. It's the same thing with speakers. I have a friend that's a speaker. And he speaks all over the country and different countries as well. And he, I run into him every once in a while.
So just, do you know Alex Sanfilippo?
The name sounds really familiar.
He invented and is the CEO of Podmatch.
Okay.
He does a lot of trainings for me. And Larry Roberts, who's local here, is head one of the co-founders of Podfest. He's one of my members, and he's an amazing man, and he's taught me a lot about podcasting. So he'd be a really good connection for you, by the way.
Nice. Tony, if somebody was looking to start a speaking career or get going, like what can you kind of recommend for somebody, just a beginner? Maybe they have, let's just say they're a business owner versus just like somebody that's interested in joy or happiness. Mm-hmm. Like how would they go about doing it outside of just maybe some YouTube or some podcasts? How could they like make their way onto a stage?
Well, find out who your ideal audience is. A lot of times people are speaking to audiences and they're not the right audience. So you have to realize, who are they? What do they look like? What age are they? You know, find out who it is you want to talk to. Mine is women, tend to be 40 plus, entrepreneurs and small business owners who want to connect with other women. But find out who has those audiences. And then go to those events and be a part of those events and start talking to the people, get to know the people that are running it. And if there's an opportunity to do 5 minutes up front, to sponsor a table, to sponsor something where you're getting a chance to speak in front of the group, you have to start speaking in order to be better at speaking. So there's the opportunity of Instagram, Facebook Lives, LinkedIn Lives. What I tell people is like, when you get onto Facebook Live, nobody's watching. First ones, absolutely. No one's, just get out there and start talking. Because if you don't practice your message and get really clear on what you want to share with other people, then you're wasting your time, you mm-hmm. know? And you don't want to have that opportunity come where someone says, hey, I have 200 people in the room. I'd love for you to come and do 45 minutes and talk. And you aren't prepared for that because you haven't been doing it. So I just say, get out there and start speaking. Start sharing your message. And then if there's an opportunity to learn from somebody, to join a training program or something to where you can then get expert guidance on how it is you engage your audience in the first 30 seconds, you know, how it is you seed throughout your talk so that when you do an offer at the end, it doesn't feel like salesy. Mm-hmm. You've been just talking about it the whole time. So when they offer it, they're like, I don't know what she's selling, but I'm buying it.
Mm. I know for myself, I was one of the first people that used to do Facebook Live for open houses.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody saw my old broker saw me. And he was like, hang on a second. Like, you're that guy. I went in for an interview. He's like, hey, you're that guy that does the Facebook Live stuff. And I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I am. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I saw your stuff. He was like, you're hired. Like, right there. He was just like, yeah, I want you on my team. Let's go.
Well, and the thing is, people can't know and like you unless they know you.
Mm-hmm.
And stop putting your business in front. you are your business, you are your brand. So whatever, like real estate's perfect. If I love realtors, they, you know, go into the space, hey, I got a new space, check this out. Have you ever seen a toilet like this? You know,
right.
I mean, have a personality, let them get to know you because that's what they're buying. They're buying you. They're not buying what you're selling.
Tony, if somebody wanted to get started with the eWomen Network or want to become a speaker or wanted to attend the ICON conference, how would they get a hold of you?
They could go to eWomenNetwork.com. It's one way to find information. But if you'd like to reach out to me, Tony at TonyCaruso.com, and I will absolutely connect with you.
Awesome. Tony, thank you for being on the show.
I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.